The first half, we had chances. We could score maybe the third goal and finish the game, but we didn't do it. We scored early, but they scored in the corner, and the game was a little bit open. And maybe from your point of view, from outside, so the game is it's nearly finished because you had the control. But we could see that if they score the second goal, it will be an open game again. So we needed to be sure that we were playing well, we were controlling, we were working hard in defence, and we did it.
Were you disappointed, though, with the goal that you conceded and the manner in which you did it as well?
To be fair, I need to see the replay, but it's not easy in a corner when someone goes first and then flick the ball. It's very difficult. You know, that is, if he goes in this position and it's very difficult to stop, someone goes too high, too far away ahead of you, after it's a 50-50. The ball goes for them, could be goal. If not, you're clear and then you say, oh, fantastic defending. But as soon as the ball goes to the near post and they flick, it's quite difficult.
People will talk about the crowd here, just under 52,000 for a championship game. They'll look at the league position as well. Up to second this evening. Is everything going to plan? Is everything on track as far as you're concerned?
No, I think we are doing well, but I would like to be higher in the table.
You can only go one place higher at the moment.
Yeah, but no, I think this, the first games we could do maybe just a draw, just with two draws, and will be totally different because one was against Huddersfield Town. But you have to give credit to them. They are doing well, we are doing well, and we have to carry on improving every single game. That is what I can see.
And can I ask, how are you finding life in the Championship from your experience being in the Premier League and in Europe as well?
It's exactly the same. You play a game, it's 11 against 11. 52,000 is more than the majority of the Premier League stadium, so I think it's a nice time. If you continue doing your job properly, you are winning and the fans enjoy and everybody is happy. But if you lose, it doesn't matter in which division. So carry on winning and I will enjoy more.
Having created the platform today, would you have liked to have put a show on?
Yeah, but you know, I always talk about one game at a time. So I don't think that they were asking me before, oh, it's a great run. So I am not watching what happened in the last game. I am watching what has we have done this one, and if we can improve something for the next one. So I think it's that the only way. After, maybe in 3 months' time, we can be analysing the table or whatever, but still, you told me for experience how difficult is the championship. Mm-hmm. So I know it's difficult, so one game at a time, and that's it.
But at the same time, it would be nice, you know, to get, you know, 3, 4, 5 goals maybe, and just send everybody home that little bit happier. Although that said, they'll be just as happy winning and being top of the table.
No, I said one day that I like to win. It doesn't matter how, but the reality is I like to win playing well. And you know, if you play well, you will win more games. So we try to play well and we try to win. If some games we cannot play as well as we want, at least to win. But I like to play well, and I am sure that they're playing well. We will win more games and we'll score more goals. And as you say, everybody will be happier.
I can't imagine it's a game you learn too much from.
This one?
Yes.
Yeah, no, a lot of things. So every game you can learn something. So you have a lot of notes. And then we have seen how they play, what they do. So it's something that we know also for the future. And 2 or 3 things that we were talking about, we did well. To be fair, we did well some of these things that we were practicing during the training sessions. But something that we can improve. After international break, it's not easy to keep all the players focused, concentrated, and playing at the same level that they were playing before. So that is the positive thing today.
There was a lot of talk leading into the game about Alexander Mitrovic. We didn't even see him from the bench. Was there a reason for that?
No, to be fair, we're doing well in terms of attacking. I think the movements of Ayotha between the lines were good. The understanding with Dwight were good. But we had problems with the yellow cards and the wingers. So Atsu was booked, and then Gufran was booked, and then he received a knock. And also we had to change Lascelles. So I think that you have 11 players on the pitch doing well, and then you have to manage and fix little things that maybe we could improve, and we did it.
And presumably there was a problem with Jamal Lascelles. It wasn't just a straight swap.
Yeah, no, he said that he was a little bit weak, and then we were asking, he was feeling weak, and then we decided to change. I was talking with the doctor now. So it seems that now it's better, but we have to wait because we have Richie also that was sick. So we need to see if it's not a problem with a virus or something.
Mm. And another quick turnaround. I mean, Barnsley on Tuesday is going to come very, very quickly for you.
Yeah, we know that it's a good team, that they attack well, they score goals, they concede, but they attack. Mm. So, and, and normally when you play against Newcastle United and you play at home, we have seen during the season a massive game for them. So will be tough, will be difficult, and hopefully we can be as professional as we were today and manage the game well and get 3 points.